From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, June 8th, 2014. I'm Kyle Callums. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series opens its 16th season with the jazz fusion group The Yellow Jackets, June 21st at 8 p.m. at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. The Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets will present their high-energy mix of jazz, funk, and blues. The Summer Jazz Series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. A link to tickets available online at KUAF.com. Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, afloat along the Buffalo River nearly a year after a hog farm began business near the waterway. And a brand new whitewater kayaking park near Siloam Springs is almost ready for the public. And speaking of being ready for the public, last night the Walmart Amp in Rogers had its public debut. Blake Shelton was the first headliner for the brand new venue. A few days before that first concert, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda had a sneak preview opportunity.
Welcome to the very first preview with actually our clothes on. We have tents, we have bathrooms, we have a stage. I know some of you were here for our topping off ceremony, and we were fighting that wind on the stage, but look at us now, and we are just so thrilled.
Yesterday afternoon, Peter Lane, president and CEO of the Walton Arts Center, greeted a group of sponsors and members of the media who gathered at the Walmart Amp's new permanent home in Rogers. After the Walton Arts Center purchased the Amp in February of 2011, the venue moved from its original location at the Northwest Arkansas Mall to the Washington County Fairgrounds. The Amp is now in its permanent location along I-49 just west of Pinnacle Hills Promenade. Having owned the Amp for a few years now, Lane said they discovered what an economic opportunity the Amp is for the community and the region. He said 35% of the Amp audience comes from outside of Benton and Washington counties, so it's likely these concert goers stay at hotels and eat at restaurants in the region. The Amp will also benefit the community by providing another venue that nonprofit organizations, for example, can use to host their events. Lane said an outdoor amphitheater is an important amenity for local residents.
You know, in 2012, the Walton Family Foundation, which conducts lots of surveys, did one that we really grabbed onto, and it was a survey about what is missing in our community. And it was a survey of the average guy, a lot of people in this community from all walks of life. And at the top of the list, above ballparks, above trails, above restaurants, above opera companies, was an outdoor music pavilion. We really like that statistic because it really said to us, this is what the community was asking.
While guests were given a tour of the new facility, crew members worked on finishing some last-minute details. The towering black stage that sits in the middle of the amphitheater was filled with brown boxes containing 55-inch flat-screen televisions. A handful of workers assembled the flat screens into one large screen, which hung on the west side of the stage. General manager and previous Amp owner Brian Crown said there will be two screens on either side of the stage that measure 14 feet wide by 25 feet tall.
Those are all Samsung TVs. Samsung came on as a sponsor with us, and we're actually building these big video walls. Each one is made up of 36 individual TV panels.
Well, how did that partnership come about?
Well, it came about because I was actually visiting with Samsung about a band I work with, and then they found out what all I did with this, and they started the conversation about possibly having them come on as a partner, and we're very excited to have them. It's amazing, amazing company.
To the naked eye, the stage looks considerably larger than it did in its previous incarnations. But exactly how big is it?
Oh, good Lord, it's huge. It's about 90 feet across the front when you include the video bays. From the deck to the grid is 46 feet tall. The main grid's designed to fly up to 85,000 pounds of equipment. We can do another 10,000 pounds each in the video bays. So we designed the stage to basically handle any tour that might be on the road.
The stage, which has ramp and stair access, has a loading dock that can accommodate up to four semi-trucks. Musicians can access the stage by walking out from their dressing rooms, which are located in a building directly to the east of the stage, and through an entrance at the back of the stage. While they do have to walk outside, the musician's path is completely covered thanks to a white awning. Crown estimated the new venue will allow them to accommodate 90% of acts touring on the road. However, he was quick to note the amp attracted plenty of talented musicians in the past.
You know, but I always used to tell folks, I said, come inside my fence and you'll forget you're on a mall parking lot. And we created a great experience there. And you know, what's cool is the seed that was planted, you know, 10 years ago by Dan White, the primary owner. And then, you know, when I bought it in 08, we continued to grow it and try to keep people excited about it. And then, you know, fortunate to have the Walton Art Center have the interest to purchase from me with all the goal that we're also working together to grow it into this. So it's real exciting for the region.
The mall parking lot may no longer be part of the venue, but its signature white tent is, although this is a new cover with some unique features.
It's an amazing, this is the company called Bird Air made this. They actually made the roof over the Denver airport. So this is load-bearing. It's kind of a Kevlar structure. It all drains back into the poles, but doesn't drain out. It's supposed to be guaranteed for 25 years and rated for up to 90 to 100 mile an hour winds. So it's the upkeep on it is keep the drains clean and we should be okay.
3,300 seats are located underneath the tent, and about the first 12 rows are located in what's called the Kellogg's Bowl. The folding chairs in these front rows can be removed if musicians want a standing crowd near the stage or if they have a thrust stage. There is lawn seating on a grassy hill located opposite the stage, but concert goers will no longer be able to bring their chairs. This will keep patrons from interfering with the sightlines of other guests. With lawn seating, General Manager Brian Crown estimated the venue can accommodate more than 7,000 people. Crown limited capacity to 6,000 for Saturday's concert because he said technically it's their soft opening and a client event with Walmart presenting the community concert. Crown didn't want to overwhelm the venue and region right away because he said it's best to grow into your maximum capabilities. When the amp opens to the public Saturday night, Crown expects patrons will be pleased with the new venue.
They're going to go, holy cow, this place is huge. Wow, it's beautiful. Oh my God, there's not really a bad seat in the house. Wow, that stage is amazing. I mean, I really think it's going to be genuine excitement.
More information about the amp and its 2014 season are available at ArkansasMusicPavilion.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.